pleasant greetings. Shree here, and welcome to another episode of Are You Gonna Finish That? And today's novel is Mr. Malcolm's List, written by author Suzanne Elaine. It is 244 pages long, so halfway through, 122 pages. It is a historical romance novel. It is written in third-person narrative, and is set in the 1800s in the United Kingdom. The characters, or the main characters of the book, are Jeremy Malcolm, of course. This is going to be about his list. Selena Dalton, Julia Thistlethwaite, and someone who I don't think you get his full name, Lord Cassidy, but he's called Cassie throughout most of what I read. And there is also Henry Ossory. Mr. Ossory, as he is referred to in the book most often. The profanity, I would say there is none, okay? I don't recall any profanity. All right, now the raunch meter, it's fairly clean, fairly. There is instances of kisses in the book, but for the most part, it is a clean story. It's not really raunchy. All right, now the story is told in a pleasant manner. It's a light-hearted story, so there isn't any graphic nature, nor is it a woeful tale. There may be historical references throughout, but nothing a quick tap, tap, tapping on the keyboard won't remedy. For an example, I had to look up what a curricle is. And so, since I, looked that information up, I'll just tell you. It is a two-wheeled carriage or chaise for two people drawn by two horses, usually. Okay. Now, the themes that you find throughout the story, matchmaking, courtship with intent to marry, and revenge. Now, I won't get too into what's going on, who are the characters involved in which themes, but we know courtship with intent to marry, it's basically just throughout the book. It's mentioned often. Since I said that about the book, it's not really much to say. It's a really lighthearted read. Like I said, it's pleasant to read. Are you gonna finish that? And my answer is yes. I actually enjoy the coy or modest approach to tell a story of romance, so I dug it. I digs. There is a plot of vengeance, and I do want to see what's the outcome. That's about it. Until next time.